once again, being down to 10 men for most of the game, and to go 1-0 down in particular, and like last week, you know, to come back against Shelburne and get a point is decent. You know, however, for long periods of that game, in the initial first half, 10 or 11 men, I felt we were very poor. I felt we were flat. We didn't seem up for it, despite good preparation during the week, and really until Shelburne scored. After that, we were excellent. After that, we were the better side, even a man down. But the butt part is, it probably took us too long to waken up and get going.
Yeah, but I'm sure the Harps supporters that were here tonight, all they will be taking the positives out of that, and hopefully you will as well, because, I mean, playing against Shelburne with 10 men wasn't going to be easy.
Look, listen, Jeremy, we came off that pitch having played probably for a half an hour of genuine, you know, men of going through a brick wall, like, with 10 men. And the supporters there, they stood and cheered them off the pitch. Like, they're crying out to support us, you know. But, you know, it's brilliant. It's great pride, but disappointing that, you know, we went out there in the first half while we didn't concede. And, you know, it was we didn't put two or three passes together. We were, you know, we didn't look confident. We didn't look like we had trained. We didn't look like, you know, we really wanted to take it by the scruff of the neck. And that's disappointing. Like, you know, imagine if you had 90 minutes of that effort, what the supporters would have done, to their credit, you know.
Can I ask you about the sending off as well then, Ollie? That's probably the big talking point of the night.
Look, it's a recurring theme. I don't want to be critical of anyone. I've bit my tongue long enough here, but, you know, week in, week out, we have a decision going against us. And, you know, at some stage, I have to speak out on it. You know, I'm going to be quite mild what I say here. At no stage did Josh Maley look over his shoulder when Adam O'Connor, the centre half of Shelburne, came through. Yes, his foot was up high and, you know, Adam came in to head the ball, but at no stage did he look over his shoulder where Adam was coming from. Yeah, it might have been careless play, but, you know, in my view, it was nothing else than that. But maybe that's biased. But then again, last week, you know, there's another sending off early in the game. It's difficult to take, Dermot. You know, if he went out and gee them up in the changing room and said, go out and do this and do that, we did nothing of the sort and never will do anything of the sort. You know, there's something. You know, I don't know whether I can put my foot in, you know, my finger on what's going on out there. You know, I know they all meet up in Tullamore and train together, and I don't want to be too critical of them. To be fair to them, they spoke to me and gave their reasons, and I'll give them credit. You know, I shook hands with them, very disappointed with the continuation of this. You know, if it's a reckless tackle, possibly Keith Cowan sending off here where he, you know, put his finger in Danny Furlong's cheek. I'll accept that as being, you know, the letter of the law sending off. The others, being blunt about it, no. Now, what is annoying is, you know, the second half, Shelburne had a few reckless tackles of their own. He gave them yellow cards. And to be fair, I don't want anyone sent off. But, you know, if you go with one red card for one side, I would feel you'd have to go with a red card for another. But look, that's the way it goes. I just find it difficult. Possibly enough is enough, but I'd grin and bear it. That's probably as strongly as I'd speak on that, Jeremy.
Right. The tackle on Kieran Call in the second half was one of those ones where the referee showed a yellow card. That seemed to galvanise your players, Ollie. After that, Harps lifted it and got the equaliser.
Yeah, look, come here. If Josh's is a sending off, that of course is a sending off. But I don't want to see. I always like to see 11 on 11 players left in a game. You know, I was very critical of the referee for not taking action in that case, albeit a yellow card. It's not so much that they wanted a Shelburne player sent off. I by no means that. But, you know, what goes for one goes for the other would be my view on it. Yeah, to be fair to Kieran Call, who took the tackle, he got up and he drove us on. And to be fair to Kieran, he had a very good game all around. He won his headers, he won his tackles, and he drove us on, to his credit.
Yeah. Just one last question on that, Ollie. Josh Milley's going to be facing pretty lengthy suspension now.
Yeah, unfortunately, second sending off, both against Shelburne. I feel neither were. You know, it's easy for officials to turn up next week. They won't be suspended next week. Unfortunately, Josh will be out both next week and possibly a number of weeks later, whatever he puts in his report. Yet the officials who make mistakes also, you know, they'll be somewhere else next week. But I don't want to go too much into that, Jeremy. That's, you know, I've probably said a little bit too much there.
Okay. Shelburne went in front early stages of the second half, Ollie. I'm sure at that stage you were wondering how your team was going to get back into it. You threw on Tommy Bonner at half time. Kevin McHugh came on as well. And all of a sudden, out of nothing, got a good equaliser.
Yeah, well, we went 3-4-2, you know, when we conceded the goal. Very disappointing to concede from a free kick. You know, we changed our shape and went three at the back, which, you know, with the two up front with Kevin and Rory, it worked quite well, albeit for the length of time that Kevin was on the pitch. But it gave us a little bit of shape, a little bit of foothold in the game where we got possession higher up the pitch. You know, up to that, Rory was up there on his own, although he did very well in it. But it was a very decent goal that he got, you know, and to be fair to him, you know, he took it when we weren't going that well in the game. But from there on, the confidence came back. You know, to me, we should have scored from a corner kick at the back post. We didn't, you know. But look, come here, 30 minutes, we were excellent. Unfortunately, for the hour beforehand, we were very timid.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a strange game, Ollie, because a few weeks ago we were standing here mulling over a home defeat against Shamrock Rovers, a poor Shamrock Rovers team, yet and all you go out and play against the league leaders and with 10 men and come away with a point.
To be fair, Dermot, I wouldn't call Shamrock Rovers poor. They went to Tolka last week and took a draw off Shelburne. You know, they've got better. They've improved. There's a few new faces in there and will be a handful. I just said to the lads there, you know, we'd have been better off having won 1-0 in Galway last week, possibly last 1-0 here today and be a point better off. But that's not the way it goes, you know. We can't pick and choose. Just disappointing to concede last week from a corner kick and this week from a free kick. That's annoying. But look, we'll work on it and we'll dress ourselves down again and come in Sunday morning, Gerard.
And next weekend, away to Wexford and Cup after that. So another testing time up ahead.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Wexford is a very difficult place to go down Ferry Carry Park. The journey, number one. But more importantly, the physical nature of what they give. The likes of Danny Furlong up front, we know all about him since he was here, you know, a couple of months ago. But, you know, we'll prepare. You know, they're playing in Dublin on Sunday. I'll have a look at them on Sunday. And we'll prepare next week to try and counteract what they have and to see what we can get joy from ourselves.